It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Let's go, Sammy. What's happening?
Same old stuff. You know, you played my song the other day for somebody else.
Which, this?
That.
No.
Yes, you did.
What are you talking about?
Well, then it must have been a rerun on a radio.
No, I think I probably played my intro, which is Born Free, which is Kid Rock.
Yeah.
I always play Born Free by Kid Rock. It has a special meaning to me.
Does it really? Because you were born free?
No, it's in the lyrics. I'll explain it to you off the air.
Okay.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. I just think it's funny that that intro talked about asking him to order Chinese. And yesterday on the show, I had Christine in here from the Clothes Closet.
Right.
And Michelle Lynn is a big supporter of the Clothes Closet. They gave me a birthday card, and in that birthday card was a comp for Lynn's Little China. So I'm going to have Lynn's Little China today. Of course I'm going to have Chinese. Do you know what I always order there?
Pho.
Huh? No, not pho. What's pho?
It's actually pho.
The soup. What are you talking
about? It's
the soup.
It's pronounced, wait, because there used to be a pho restaurant next door to me.
Oh, there did.
And I called it pho, and he said, no, it's pho.
Is the pho restaurant like a wannabe restaurant, or it's
No, it's pho. Just make soup. They
P-H-O?
Just sell soup.
Pho. Like P-H-O?
Yeah, pho.
No, I order shrimp with lobster sauce.
Well, that's good. That'll kill you. Everything in there is poisonous.
It's amazing. Dude, don't say that about Lynn's Little China.
No. Shrimp and lobster are both poisonous.
Oh, I don't care.
I ate it. Michelle's old place.
I love shrimp. It's good. Good food. Lobster sauce, good food. Anyway, welcome to the show today, folks. We got some really choice cuts today with Sam Scarmato, of course, our lovable curmudgeon here on the program. And
no, I did not sell the store yet.
You did not sell the store. I was going to ask you about that.
That would be my next question.
And,
I know.
And another thing I'm going to ask you about is your new commercial. I don't want to talk about it right now, but your new commercial has the term liberal loonies in it.
Huh.
And I've never heard that before, but it's funny. I want to know who came up with it, but I don't want to talk about that right now. I got a whole show packed with audio for you. And I'm sure you've heard of Michael Rapaport.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Probably didn't like him much back in 2016.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he came out like crazy, like Trump derangement syndrome crazy, right?
Right.
I don't know some of the things he said. I don't have the quotes from back then. But he's changed his tune a little bit.
How could he not? He'd be the worst president in the history of the United States for the last 3.5 years.
Right. So he's on this podcast, and you were asking me before the show, what's a podcast? It can be video or audio, but it's generally uncensored. And you just speak freely, and it doesn't. There's not really a format. Like, we have a format with commercials, this and that.
Because the seven words don't apply?
Not at all. It's like the internet's like the Wild West when it comes to censorship, you know? Mm. Strangely enough, you hear about big tech censoring things.
Yeah.
But podcasts aren't censored as far as language goes. And, yeah, Michael Rapaport was on the Vice Grad 24 podcast. I had never heard of it, but Brian Kilmeade brought it up on the show this week on his show.
Yeah.
And his comments, and Rapaport, it's on March 28th this came out. You haven't been on here in, what, a couple months. We mentioned our Facebook page when we promoted you for being on the show today. And he blasts Joe Biden and the anti-Israel crowd. And I know that's a big, big, big cause for you is Israel.
Yes, it is.
Let's get into that, and then we'll come back and talk about it. All right?
Okay.
You've been a very vocal anti-Trump.
Yes.
Probably one of the, probably the most vocal anti-Trump celebrity out there.
Yes.
Have your views shifted? I mean, a lot of Israelis are very supportive of Donald Trump, right?
You know, Stefan, in all honesty, I have educated myself so much since 2016, and I have a ways to go. My political views have changed immensely, and they're changing at a rapid pace. I will not vote for Joe Biden. I do not support anybody from the squad. I think they're totally full of shit. I think they're dangerous. I think they're race hustlers. I think they're cons. I think inevitably they want to get themselves production deals to produce documentaries. I think they're three-card Monty playing bullshit artists. I think they totally have an agenda. I have said, you know, not to go down the rabbit hole, that at this point when we're doing this interview, voting for Trump is on the table. People are like, what are you talking about? That's my reality. That is my reality. I will not support anybody who's anti-Israel. I will not support anybody that is anti, you know, making America safe. I'm not supporting anybody that is cool with the fact that it takes me 2.5 hours to get back into America from Toronto at the with the, what is it called, the passport at the
passport control,
the line to go from Toronto to New York. It takes me 2.5 hours, as it should, but it takes you 2 minutes to cross the border. I'm not down with that. I'm not down with police officers in the greatest city on earth getting beaten up, and you're a legal immigrant, and then you have no bail. I'm not down
and
with
and flipping off the camera,
flipping off the camera like Tupac when he got arrested and he was coming out in the red Detroit what Red Wings t-shirt. I'm not down with going into a Costco or a 7-Eleven or a Rite Aid, as I videotaped once and went crazy viral, cleaning out the spot and walking like you're on a you know, like a beautiful spring day walk. I'm not down with any of that. So any of these people that support it, I'm not voting for them. So yes, my political views have changed a lot. I'm voting with my money, and I'm voting with Israel. I'm not getting caught up or suckered into these race politics or any of that anymore. Yeah, they have changed, and they're going to continue to change and evolve. It's a crazy time, American politics.
Can I get an amen?
That's an amen for sure, absolutely. Because I tell you, 8 years ago, he was on my death list.
He was.
Yes, he was.
Well, I'm surprised, because you are a very anti-Hollywood person, except for maybe Matthew McConaughey and a few others,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's a few I like,
yeah.
Actually, The Rock made it back into being decent here again, because he said today he's not voting for Biden like he endorsed Biden the last go-round.
Right.
So he says he's not going to do it this time. He's not that stupid twice.
So what do you – the comment surprised me about the whole crossing the border in Toronto, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's illegals coming – 80,000 illegals coming across, not like 12 million coming across the Mexican border and killing and robbing people and smuggling.
Is it like 80,000 a month?
Oh, more than that.
Yeah,
200,000 a month.
It's 15,000 a week, I think. I don't remember. Or what did they say?
Toronto?
No. In Mexico.
No. It's 200,000 a month plus.
Holy cow! Yeah. That's wild.
We're at 12 million scumbags coming across the border right now, and I said 10 years ago, poison gas and landmines.
Right. Well, I wouldn't say they're every single person is a scumbag, but now you're
in their own country.
And now we're talking about
that dirtbag they got for the president of Mexico wants what, $50 billion or $20 billion to keep him in there.
President Obrador, yeah.
He can beep my beep. So
you know, we thought he liked Trump at first, right? Yeah. It turns out he's another backstabber.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not saying
there's never been an honest or upright person in politics that's come from Mexico.
Everybody who listens to the show knows I've changed. I have changed my registration, by the way, to independent. So
I'll change it to Republican if you want to stop by the store.
That's okay. I'm good. I just changed it. I'm sick of the far everything. I just want, you know, I just want common sense. It's like Fred Thompson used to say. Remember that show?
I remember Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson had a show that he was on before Speak Out, and he would say, the late Senator Fred Thompson, and he would say, common sense just ain't so common anymore, folks.
He was a great actor and a great politician.
He was. He really was. So, yeah, Michael Rappaport just really surprised me. I was surprised by the whole, I was like, wow, okay. It seems like more and more every day he's got some common sense. Are you running into people like that too?
Hundreds of them.
Really?
I register more people to Republicans and new people that moved to Arizona than the party headquarters does across the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got a big sign up as a Republican or change your registration right there on the wall in my store.
And there's a lot of people, you know, there was an effort by Maricopa County, is that right? You're in the state politics too.
So, well, I used to be, yeah.
But I heard there was an effort by Maricopa County Democrats to have an organized front in Mojave County.
Yeah.
Have you heard the same thing?
I've heard they've thrown that for the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah? I got you.
Ain't going to happen.
I'm going to take an early break. I want to cue something up while we're on the topic of Israel and that and a little bit of theology thrown in. I want to talk about a podcast I listened to recently. I shared it with Mr. Greeley. The first time he had ever listened to the Joe Rogan Experience, he told
me. Really?
Yeah. And it's with Riley Gaines. And Riley Gaines, of course, gained fame for speaking out against transgender athletes like Leah Thomas, who come in and, you know, they're 400 something in the world ranking, right, in men's
right.
swimming. She comes, Riley Gaines calls Leah Thomas a he.
It is because he still has his equipment.
Never calls, she never calls the person
who has. If
they're
going to do that, you need to pull down your knickers and be into, if you're going to, a man running as a woman, you need to pull down your knickers and prove that the hardware's gone.
Wow. Anyway, she calls Leah Thomas a he, and he went into the SEC, you know, into the pool in the Southeastern Conference to swim against, and they tied. Riley Gaines tied a biological male swimmer named Leah Thomas. Statistical tie. What did the NCAA do? They gave Thomas the trophy. Then later they took it back. The interesting part is going to be in the Olympics. Now, I want to talk about that when we come back from break. And it's a little early break, but I need to cue this up from Leah Thomas on the Joe Rogan podcast. And we'll be back, of course, with more Sam Scarmato, our lovable curmudgeon, here on Speak Out. We always play Kid Rock for Sam, right?
Yep.
What's the shirt you're wearing today? It's an orange shirt.
Punisher.
Circle. The Punisher? It's just a graphic?
It's just a graphic.
Is that a comic strip or superhero?
It's a Marvel thing, I think.
Marvel?
Yeah.
That's why I don't know anything about it. Perfect. Hey, we've got Symphonic Winds tickets. The show is this Sunday. I've got 6 tickets left. I'll give away 4 if you like, or just 2 at a time, whatever you want. 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. It's their 25th year on stage, and this concert is dedicated to the late Wes Humphrey, who founded Symphonic Winds. So that's Sunday at 3 at the Performing Arts Center. I'll give you as many as 4 tickets if you call in. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. West Coast chilling with the Boone's wine. You got to bring in the Boone's farm next time, Sam.
Sounds good to me. They still make that?
I have no idea. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
With all the spritzers and seltzers and Boone's Farm was the bomb. We never drank that soft stuff like Seagram's or whatever, right?
No.
Nope.
I drank Jack Daniel's since I was about 8, but I mean, you know.
A bottle of Tickle Pink and you're a happy 15-year-old.
Shampipple.
Shampipple? Was yeah. that a flavor?
No, that was what Fred Sanford said. He mixed champagne and Ripple. Shampipple.
Shampipple. I love it. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Shampipple. Esther, I'm coming to join you. Also, Patio Paradise by Just Meats, all the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. You're definitely a carnivore. Have you tried Just Meats yet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a nice place.
Nice place. It's got the Sam Curmudgeon stamp of approval.
The curmudgeon stamp of approval,
that's,
yeah.
That's awesome. Also, Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And by Blonzi Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. One heck of a breakfast, folks. I can't say enough about their breakfast. Steaks are just the beginning, and they also feature the Prius and all-veggie sandwich. We've got a new sponsor on the show, and I'll tell you about them after the next break.
Okay.
Brand new sponsor starts Monday.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty
who,
cool.
Who would that be?
I can't tell you. I'll tell you
after the break.
I'll tell you after the break.
Okay.
I like surprises on the show. So, no, one big surprise was, especially to Joe Rogan, was when Riley Gaines started talking about the Bible and the second coming of Jesus. And it was a little surprising to Rogan, and he kind of had to backpedal a little bit, went into his own little philosophy. I'm not going that far. We're not going that far into the clip.
My philosophy is 100% with her.
We're not going that far into the clip. But you'll see or hear, especially as a listener, this woman, 23 years old. Think back to when you were 23. How much did you know, right? You know, you didn't know half as much as you know now, correct? And she studied, I don't remember which university, but I want to say Tennessee, but she studied to be an endodontist, and that's specializing in
dentistry, huh?
Root canals. She wanted to do root canals for a living. Really? And this woman finds herself in the spotlight, in a national spotlight, on a transgender athlete issue, and she's like, you know what? I prayed on it. My father said, you know, you got to do what you feel is right. She comes from a very Christian family.
Brought God up, bless her.
Extremely Christian family. Knows her Bible verses. Didn't come in reading this and, you know, I mean, she had it
more or less memorized.
It was two or three times she talked about the Bible.
Let me pose a question.
What a head on this girl's shoulders, though.
Let me pose a question to you. Uh-oh. What's that pseudo rump ranger that she's at odds with most of the time? Has he got a degree?
Leah Thomas?
Yeah.
I don't know. But there's more that followed him.
Does he still have a penis?
Yes, he does.
And
that's the uncomfortable part is, you know, walking around the locker room with the rest of the
girls.
And they were told by the coaches, it's just, you know, the university says you have to accept it.
Yeah.
You don't have any feelings on this. Anyway, let's see what Riley Gaines says when it comes to the Bible and the second coming of Jesus and how this applies to the situation of transgender athletes.
Again, being a Christian, the Bible tells us that we will reach a point, and Paul says it in Acts and Romans in different places. He tells us that we will reach a point where bitter is seen as sweet, dark is seen as light, and evil is seen as moral. It's undeniable that that's not what we're seeing now. But what is evil is deception.
Wow.
Manipulation is evil. Temptation is evil. Lying and affirming delusions, that's evil. And that's exactly how Satan works and how he operates, is in the darkness. But now a lot of it is coming to light again, thanks to people like Elon Musk.
It sounds loony.
That's right. Evil is seen as moral.
You can thank that half-assed excuse for president we had before Trump. Barack Obama
kind of set all this up, didn't
he? He's the president now. He's giving his jackass orders right now.
That's what Trump says.
Yeah.
Brian Kilmeade had him on the show, and he kept saying President Trump or President Obama, President Obama, and Kilmeade corrected him, and he goes, "Oh no, I know what I'm saying."
That's exactly right. He spends more time in the White House than Biden does.
68 visits in a month,
yeah.
Apparently, one month last year. Yeah.
Well, who knows what was the order? Every time Biden opens his mouth, it's a modeled up, gargled up version of what Obama said.
Did you ever see Biden's America by Dinesh D'Souza?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The end of that movie, he talks about something that it blew me away. The movie literally blew me away at the end when he talks about the United States of Islam.
Oh, yeah.
And he talks about Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, everything but Israel is in this dark circle of Middle East, and it was the United States of Islam. And that's exactly the moves that are being made in the Middle East are exactly what's happening to form that.
If you go to any of those countries you're talking about and they show you a map of the Middle East, it's Israel isn't even on the map.
That's true. And the strange part about that expression, the United States of Islam, when are those countries ever going to be united? Maybe except for Jordan or Egypt. When would they ever be united?
Why don't they take their refugees away from Israel and let them, they've refused since 1948 to take the refugees.
Right. But the United States we have our disagreements, but the states are united as a country. I can't ever see those countries being states like the United States and being the United States of Islam. I just don't see it. But it was an interesting concept or proposal
made
by Dinesh D'Souza, in 2014?
Well, we had dinner with, Ellie and I had dinner with Dinesh and his wife at the 16 convention.
Oh, okay. He was one of the hosts of the Lincoln Day dinner here,
right.
Too.
Yeah, that was when I was chairman, yeah.
That was when you were chairman, you brought in Dinesh D'Souza. What's he like?
Great guy. Down to earth, great guy. Great speaker.
And his wife?
Nice person. Doesn't say a lot.
Doesn't say a lot? Yeah. But he went to prison, didn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was tax evasion.
Oh, prison. Yeah, prison. He said Princeton.
Yeah.
He did go to prison.
See, when the Justice Department isn't busy prosecuting Trump, they prosecute other Republicans
conservatives
like Dinesh D'Souza. I think they got him on tax evasion or some bogus charge.
A variance of sort of another with campaign contributions.
Oh, right. Oh. Okay. Hey, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Be smart like listener Fred and call in because I'm going to give away some more Symphonic Winds tickets. It's a dedication to the late Wes Humphrey, their founder and conductor.
You're going to throw in a fork, too.
You're going to throw in a fork? I don't know why there's plastic forks on the table, only that this is the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. That's what we call it.
Go.
We don't call it a studio, or I don't. Anyway, two tickets left. Greg, you'd be proud of me. It's this Sunday, 3 o'clock, Performing Arts Center at the high school. It's the Symphonic Winds 2024 concert, and it's the 25th anniversary show. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Again, give me a call, 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Or if you just want to talk to Sam, you want to throw your 2 cents in, we're waiting for you to call. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Welcome back to Speak Out. We're with Havasu's lovable curmudgeon. You might even be Mojave County's lovable curmudgeon, Sam Scarmardo.
No, there's people. There are people that are more curmudgeon-y than me in the county.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to name names or not?
Gould is pretty curmudgeon-y.
Ron?
Yeah.
Ron's... Yeah, it depends on
what the issue is you're talking to, but then I am too.
If you go off against his family, oh yeah, he's a pit bull.
Every one of his kids worked for me at one time or another.
Really?
Yeah.
Including Ronnie?
Yeah.
Ron Jr.? No kidding.
Yeah,
well, maybe Vinny will work for you soon.
Who?
Vinny, his grandson.
Maybe eventually.
Smart
not old
kid.
Enough
yet. I think he's going to go into robotics. He's a pretty smart
My
kid.
My grandson came second in the state of Illinois the other week in robotics.
Really?
Yeah, and he's going to the national.
Ron's got him working on a remote control for something. I don't know, man. That Gould family. Pretty smart kid. Vinny sits here with his grandfather mm-hmm. occasionally, and I have him read the billboards and give me the world according to Vincent Gould or Vinny Gould. Absolutely.
Well, see, my son and ex-daughter-in-law, they were big fans of the movie Twins, so
oh, yeah.
My grandson's Julian Vincent.
Nice. Nice. I like it. Speak Out, brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. It's a great view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Say hi to my brother from another mother, Hollis Googe, who plays tonight. I believe he starts at 5. Also, Springberg Wealth Management by Mojave Community College, Sun Power by Esme Electric, by SamsGuns.com. Have you sold the store yet?
Negative. I thought we settled that already.
We did, but there's always, you know, that half hour in between when I asked you last. So,
yeah.
All right, by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And our newest sponsor, you're killing my vibe here. Who is that? That's an actor, isn't it?
Yeah, Robert Navi.
Robert
or
Navi.
John Navi.
I know the name.
Yeah, he's an Navi. Gangster actor.
Yeah.
Navi, yeah.
Okay, so our newest sponsor, our listeners are waiting here with bated breath.
Okay.
ZMI Mobility at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. And I'll have more about them. Well, it's a mobility and scooter store. So there you go. They love Speak Out. They're going to be on for the next 3-4 months, hopefully even longer.
Cool.
So welcome to the show, guys. And, we'll hopefully have their spot on the air by Monday. All right, I want to talk about Governor Katie Hobbs. I haven't been...
Have we settled the fact whether she's a lesbian or not?
I don't really care. She's not really, you know, I don't know. I'm not into women who talk like this anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I call her KinderGov. But that's just a... That's
a phony as a $3 bill.
That's a personal criticism. But there's... The one thing that really bothered me was, okay, I'll read the story. So this comes from Arizona News Radio. She explains her vetoed bills. I'm not going to run any audio on this. We'll just read it. So Governor Katie Hobbs got her pen this past Tuesday, to sign 20 bills into law, but she also vetoed 15 others. She loves the veto.
Yes, she does.
She loves
the
that stamp. The doomed bills include measures that would have made it a felony for large groups to block roadways. So in other words, they can keep blocking roadways if they want.
Not in front of me.
That's right. Among the bills Hobbs signed include tougher sentences for high-volume fentanyl sales. I love that. And allowing county recorders to text notify registered voters of any changes in their information. So I can agree with that. That's a good bill.
That's all going to be run one-sided, so she takes care of the Democrats.
Most things that she votes for are either bipartisan, because she knows she'll get rolled, right, on an override, or the veto override, or sponsored by Democrats. There was one that we'll talk about here in a minute that was Republican-sponsored. That one's going through the legislature, so it hasn't gone through yet. Among the bills that she has signed include, I read that part. All right, so 2023, how many vetoes do you think she had? It was a record.
150.
Close, really close. 143.
Well, I was keeping track, and I just guesstimated from 139 to 150.
143.
So. And every one of them were sponsored by Republicans, I'll venture.
I don't know about every one of them, but one of them was that tamale bill that the Democrats were really behind, too. And another version of that has tougher regulations was recently signed by her. Have you heard this?
No.
People that sell tamales on the street, mostly Maricopa County is who it affects. That's where it originated, was in a certain district in Maricopa County. Now they have to have their name, and there's a registration number with the health department that has to go on a label on that tamale. So you can sell tamales now.
Well, they'll do that for sure. They'll stick to that. It's like everything else they do when they crawl across the border illegally.
It's called, people call it the tamale bill, but it's called the cottage foods bill.
Yeah.
So out of cottage kitchens. The previous record, so Hobbs vetoed 143 bills, but the previous was 58. She shattered it. I mean, she went way above and beyond. 58 by Janet Napolitano in 2005. Now, we know she was a lesbian.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah, I know. We got the cease and desist letter from her.
So, I don't know if you saw this or not, but in the Herald, your favorite newspaper.
We have a paper here?
there's a editorial about that veto, about her. It says, the governor misses the mark on highway blockades. All right? And it goes, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs recently vetoed a bill that aimed to make it a felony for protesters to intentionally block roadways, bridges, or tunnels in Arizona. The decision, while grounded in the protection of constitutional rights, overlooks the critical balance between safeguarding free speech and maintaining public safety and order. Again, it's an editorial.
Like she gives a damn about the Constitution.
Right. The bill was sponsored and introduced by Senator John Kavanaugh from Scottsdale. It sought to address incidents where protesters, by obstructing major transportation routes, not only inconvenience thousands, but potentially endanger lives.
Right.
The proposal set forth that such actions would incur more severe penalties than the current Class 2 misdemeanor, which seems insufficient for the scale of disruption and risk involved. Can you imagine if there was a protest of that nature on the London Bridge?
I can't even imagine.
No, the people wouldn't be able to. What if there was something that happened?
An emergency.
Somebody had a heart attack,
right,
and couldn't get off the island to the hospital. That's what we're talking about, folks.
Well, that's what they have those brush guards on the front of the ambulance for pushing those people out of the
Is that what it is, like a snowplow?
Yeah, like a snowplow.
Is that true?
No.
While the act of protesting is a fundamental right, man, I'm gullible right now, enshrined in the Constitution and vital to a vibrant democracy, it's essential to recognize that rights come with responsibilities. Absolutely. The freedom to express one's views should not infringe on the public's right to safety and free movement. Blocking highways can delay emergency services, disrupt critical supply chains, and significantly impact individuals' daily lives. It's about finding a fair middle ground where voices can be heard without compromising public welfare. The governor's veto, citing concerns over infringing on Arizonans' freedoms.
Like a Democrat cares about that.
Yeah, right. It indeed reflects a commendable commitment to protecting civil liberties. However, it also signals a missed opportunity to affirm that the effective exercise of one's rights must consider the collective good. In rejecting this bill, the state loses out on a chance to set a precedent that supports both the right to protest and the imperative of maintaining essential public services and safety. I don't know who wrote that, but I like it.
Yeah.
They did good. They hit the mark on that one, Sammy.
Yep. To be a Class 1 felony.
Right. You used to be in law enforcement. Have you ever come upon a demonstration? You remember the Skokie demonstrations?
Yeah, I remember that. It was the
Nazis.
Nazis, yeah.
In Illinois.
And what was his name? Meyer Kahane, the head of the JDL, Jewish Defense
yes,
League. Yeah.
Right. But you were in Illinois at that time.
Oh, I lived in Chicago as a cop.
Where's Skokie in relation to the Metroland?
Kind of northwest.
Northwest?
Yeah.
But that was a big uproar. The Nazis wanted to demonstrate, and the people of Skokie were like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
It was part of the Blues Brothers movie. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. I'm in the Blues Brothers movie.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Which part?
I'm driving two of the vehicles at the end because about eight of those vehicles were mine.
That's funny.
The military vehicles.
I thought you might be loading Carrie Fisher's flamethrower.
No, not really, no, but I've got... You play the last 10 minutes of it, you'll see me twice.
Oh, yeah?
At 180 pounds with hair.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know what you look like at 100. Well, 180 pounds, I can believe.
Yeah.
But hair?
Hair.
I wouldn't know what to. How old were you?
Oh, let's see. That was 1978. So
is that what year it was?
I would have been 26.
26 years old. Sam Scarmardo was once 26. Imagine that.
Yeah, I was once a cop, too. Chicago cop.
That's crazy. All right. I want to talk about this other bill. The House passed a school Ten Commandments bill. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
You have. The Arizona House advances a bill allowing public school teachers to post the Ten Commandments in their classrooms or talk about them in class. This is not mandatory.
No.
This is optional.
Optional.
Scottsdale House Republican Alexander Kalodin, among those who argue sharing religious documents is not out of line with the Constitution.
It is not at all.
And this is what Kalodin said. And I'm going to leave our mics hot, all right?
Because God is the foundation of American government. The entire idea behind the Constitution is that our rights do not come from government. They are natural rights given to us by God.
By God, yep.
So Democrats say the bill violates the separation of church and state. Predictable, right?
Well, that's what they say, but you see, nothing in the Constitution justifies separating of church and state. It prohibits the creation of a government church.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It says nothing about separation of church and state. That's the communists that have got over
here.
Where
does that expression come from then? It's not constitutionally based?
It's constitutionally based, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't remember what part of the
Constitution. One of the articles?
Yeah. At any rate, you know, it just says you can't establish a government church.
I see. I wanted to bring up, let's see, which cut am
okay,
I?
You know, but another thing, as long as we're on this right here, what are they going to do about this so-called religion, Islam, you know, that they're teaching in all the schools in the center, like Michigan, Minnesota, California?
I totally agree. So the bill is returning to the Senate, by the way. It's expected to head to Governor Katie Hobbs' office for her consideration. We know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's kind of, I thought this was really interesting. There's an opposing Democrat, Stephanie Stahl Hamilton, is also a pastor, but says teachers are not in the theology business. Again, I'm going to leave the mics hot, all right? I think she has a really interesting point here.
My husband and I have raised our children in the church and have had incredible conversations with our children, which is our freedom and our choice. And it is exactly where this training should reside.
So she's saying religious teaching should be at home.
She's just towing towing the liberal left-wing malarkey.
Is that what it is?
That's all it is. I mean, you know, they've really got their BS game down where they all talk the same story and the same storylines and, you know, Black Lives Matter and George Floyd was a hero and all that stuff.
I got you.
You know, it's all, but one thing about it, the Democrats have it better than we do. They decide on a candidate and they're going to stick to that candidate. And I don't think Biden's going to be the candidate, frankly. I think they're going to replace him with somebody. I don't know. I have my ideas who they're going to replace.
Gavin Newsom.
God help us if he ever became president.
Governor Whitmer.
Oh, God.
I see her as a running mate.
You're going to give me heartburn.
I see her as a running mate. I don't like either. I know who my choice is, but, and I think he's in the middle. But anyway.
Who's that?
That's beside the point. My thought was that Michelle Obama was going to come riding in on a white horse, but she says no. And then I think it's too late to get her. I don't know. What are the rules for getting somebody on the ballot that late? Because that convention's in June, right?
Right.
You know, right now, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is only on like one state ballot. That's their effort right now is to get him. He had to name a running mate so he could get on certain ballots. Like
right.
Arizona is one of eight states that you have to have a running mate before you can be on the ballot
right.
for president. So I don't think Michelle Obama is a viable choice. I don't think it's possible.
Who knows if they can do it at the Democrat convention? I mean, it's a work of hell anyway.
And the big beef that a lot of Democrats have with Biden is Harris.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Democrats say, I don't like
her. Well, she's not stuck on the ballot.
And there was a Newsweek poll, I think it was. 85% of those people polled didn't think President Biden would live to the second term.
I don't think so.
Right.
I think he's going to get in there and get sick after his first year if he does, in fact, get elected, which is a stretch.
They don't think he will live through 2029.
And can you imagine 2 or 3 years of Kamala Harris as president?
The next president after this term would be sworn in January 2029.
Right.
They don't. over 85% said they don't think Biden's going to live that long.
See, she doesn't have an original thought in her head.
Oh,
so she would have Obama or somebody pulling the strings from behind, probably George Soros.
The word salad from that woman and the cooperation between her and her staff. She's had so many people quit. Go through that office that have quit.
She's a halfway. I'd like to see what her actual IQ is.
Oh, my goodness.
She's not an intelligent person. I'm sure she had to cheat to get through law school.
I completely agree with you.
Were we going to talk about Israel at all, or are you done with that?
We could talk about Israel if you want. What do you want to say about Israel? Are you still being called by the state of Israel to go, or you
no,
called them to go over to
I volunteered
go over and fight?
On the 9th of October, I volunteered, and they told me, number one, there's no planes flying there.
Right.
And number two, I'm too old to carry a rifle. Once you're past 70 and as a volunteer. But they're still accepting volunteers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Actually, I wanted to talk about yesterday is the anniversary of the Martin Luther King Day assassination.
So I hear, yeah.
I mentioned it on yesterday's show. You know Bill O'Reilly's a historian, right?
Right.
And I like to drive you crazy with Bill O'Reilly's voice. No.
That's the only thing I don't like about Bill O'Reilly is that the way he accentuates everything.
It's called the delivery.
Yeah.
But Bill O'Reilly talks about the assassination. It's on tonight's O'Reilly segments that are during the Dave Ramsey show, the bottom of the hour. So with your permission, I'll go into that. And we'll get his take. It's all about James Earl Ray, the assassin, or convicted assassin.
Right.
And
died in prison a few years ago, three, four years ago, I think.
So here's that segment that's going to air tonight. Pretty interesting stuff.
Now the O'Reilly update. Something you might not know. 56 years ago, Martin Luther King Jr. was shot dead in Memphis, Tennessee. The assassination launched the biggest manhunt since the murder of Abraham Lincoln. Here is the story. On April 4th, 1968, the Reverend was struck down by a single bullet as he stood on the second-story balcony of his motel room. Police later found a Remington hunting rifle abandoned on a nearby sidewalk. The gun, eyewitness reports, and fingerprints on the weapon all implicated a single suspect, escaped convict James Earl Ray. A petty criminal, Ray escaped a Missouri prison 1 year earlier while serving time for robbery. After the assassination, a worldwide hunt began for Ray, who had the opportunity to illegally obtain a Canadian passport. How does that happen? On June 8th, police in the UK arrested Ray at a London airport. Where did he get the money? His escape plan was to fly into Belgium, then the African nation of Rhodesia. At the same time, Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, was ruled by a racist white supremacist government. By July, Ray was back in the USA to face charges for murdering Martin Luther King Jr. In March 1969, the assassin pled guilty before a Memphis judge to avoid the electric chair. But 3 days later, he withdrew his guilty plea, claiming he was part of a larger conspiracy. James Earl Ray died in 1998 at the age of 70. He maintained his innocence until his death and did not give up any alleged co-conspirators. And here's something else you might not know. During the 1990s, the widow and children of Martin Luther King spoke publicly in support of Ray and his theories. Family called for a new investigation about a potential conspiracy involving the U.S. government, FBI, and CIA. Over the years, the assassination has been re-examined twice by the House Select Committee and three times by the Justice Department. Each investigation ended with the same conclusion: James Earl Ray acted alone. But again, where did he get the money? Back after this.
That's a good point. And we all know how Hoover felt about Dr. Martin Luther King.
That's right.
We know now.
I feel the same way.
I think our whole audience heard that. So anyway, no, I mean, it's still the murder of someone. I don't condone murder.
I don't condone murder in the least bit, but the guy was a philanderer, cheated on his wife numerous times, and he was a big follower of communist Russia, just like that worthless Bernie Sanders.
But what do you think Dr. King, and we only have about a minute, would say about Black Lives Matter? groups like that.
I think he would disavow it, frankly.
I do, too, publicly.
It's just a scam. It's another card game
right.
run by them.
And the millions they have, the millions and millions of dollars.
The chick that runs it's bought herself, what, three mansions in L.A.?
Yeah, right. They've definitely profited off of George Floyd, for sure. All right, thanks, Sam.
You're welcome, Paulie.
It's a whole show. It's a fast show today.
Yes, it was a very fast show.
Did good. All right. And you got your curmudgeonness out.
Well, next month when we come here, we'll talk about Israel's victory over the camel jockey.
Let's hope so, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. I'm going to take a short break, come back with a final shot in a moment on Speak Out. To be a cowboy eating shrimp with lobster sauce in about a half hour. That's what I'm talking about from Lynn's Little China. And yeah, it's been a great week. Great to see Sam back on the air. Next week we've got, of course, Hospice of Havasu on Monday. Colleen Mattinson from the Food Bank. Also, Gary Reynolds talking about the Bighorn Golf Tournament's coming up. Jess Knudsen will be on Tuesday. We got the Havasu Chamber and Esme Electric on Wednesday. Thursday, no Brian Springberg again. Women with Willpower. And we'll have Haven Family Resource Center. And I think it's just called Haven of Havasu now. And then County Supervisor Ron Gould, of course, finishes out the week next Friday. Don't forget about tomorrow's Care Fair. That's at the Clothes Closet, made possible by Anderson Toyota. And if you want more information on that, 230-3113, of course, the area code 928. We also got the Crossroads Classic Car and Bike Show. That is tomorrow. Registration at 7, show at 9, and it's all free, as in free 99. All right, Hannity's coming up next, preceded by Fox News. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.